Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.
Welcome to the Sport Passion Podcast. And here is your host, Lars Marendorf.
Hello and welcome to the Sport Passion Podcast. This one is another episode, all English, from Stockholm. This time I was joined by Max Boltman from The Athletic, talking about the Detroit Red Wings. And yeah, guys, just like yesterday with Ian, have fun, enjoy it. And if you like it, add Lars_Ma or info@sportpassion.de are the ways to give feedback or just subscribe to the podcast. Have fun. Good. So once again, I'm sitting in a Vici Arena. Once again, I've got someone from The Athletic, and it's Max Boltman. Max, thanks for coming on the show. You were on a couple years ago. So back then, you were just the Red Wings guy. But from what I've read, I think you've spread your work around the league and are doing sometimes some more features around the league and not just the Red Wings. Is that true?
Yeah, a little bit more, especially on prospects. I host the prospect episode of our podcast with Corey Pronman, who has been amazing.
He's the guru.
He's been a huge mentor for me, so it's been really fun to work with him on that. And yeah, a little bit more national stuff, but definitely still, you know, spend all my time around the Red Wings and just try to pick up extra stuff where I can.
You have the national podcast show as well for The Athletic, and there are some team-specific shows. Do you have one, or do you plan to have one for the Red Wings?
We had one at one point. Okay. My co-host ended up having to leave it when he had his first baby, and so he just couldn't do it time-wise anymore. But we've still talked about, you know, ideas for that in the future. I think if we did it, we'd have to kind of have the right circumstances, but I'm open to it. I love doing that show, and mostly right now it's about time, because like you said, there's the two national shows that don't leave a ton of extra, but I'm open to it in the future, yeah.
So from a German perspective, it's obviously interesting to have a guy from the Red Wings with Mo Sider playing for the Red Wings. How is he to deal with on a daily basis? I had the first interview I ever had with him today, so he was pretty nice. Talked to him in German afterwards. So, but how is he to deal with on a daily basis?
You've always been able to tell how kind of mature he is, right? Like he seems so adult, you know. And so that's always stood out to me. He can be really helpful too. Like I think you heard it when he talked about Stutzler, right? Sometimes he can kind of cut through the narrative a little bit and just say, I don't really think it's that. You know, I just wrote a story about Lucas Raymond's summer training. Lucas Raymond added 12 pounds of muscle this offseason. It's been a huge storyline. And so I did a big feature about it coming into these Global Series games. And when I asked Mo about it, he kind of said, you know, I think everyone focuses on that, but he could have gotten lighter and he would still be better just because he continues to progress as a hockey player. So I appreciate that about Mo, is that he kind of doesn't always just take the question he's given and accept the premise, right? He will tell you what he really thinks, and I appreciate that.
I just told you, I asked him about who's the hardest to play against, and he mentioned the New York line with Zibanejad. That was one of the most interesting answers I got so far. So that's just, it's fun to have someone who's taking kind of a different perspective.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and from his play, obviously the first year was very good, and he set a standard. Last season was, I wouldn't say he didn't improve, but it was, I think he kept his standard, but somehow you would have expected him to grow more. What are the differences from year to year that you've seen in his play?
A few things. Number one, from day one, you saw that he was willing to be physical, but I think that only continues to escalate. And he's really taken on this role where he's not going to let anybody around their goalie. He doesn't care if you're the biggest star in the league. You know, he's gotten into it with Sidney Crosby, right? Yeah. Like he takes that to heart, I think, that he's going to be the backbone, the muscle of that back end. And I think that's a really important trait. And I think you mentioned kind of last year, and I think a lot of people look at last season and they see the stats dipped a little, not a ton, a little, right? what I've been amazed by is, you know, what I, when you watch him year one, you saw these creative spins and puck handling at, you know, the blue line and stuff like this. I think he's dialed that back a little bit, and I think maybe it makes it a little less flashy, but he's simplified his game. I think he's taken a little bit of risk out of the game. And I find it so funny that as he's done that, you look at this year and he's scoring at his highest rate ever.
He just mentioned what he wants to do in the games, play simple hockey.
Yeah.
That's just what he mentioned.
So, yeah, yeah. So and I, it shows up, right? That's interesting that he says it that way, because that's exactly what you see, right? It's I think he knows that, first of all, this is the thing that amazes me the most with players like him, is that they have all this talent, right? He's a 6'4" defenseman who can skate like he skates, who can handle the puck like he handles the puck, and who can hit like he hits. It would be very easy to just chase the highlight play all game long. But when you treat those things, I think, like tools in your toolkit, and you know when you need the hammer, when you need the wrench, when you need the drill, that's when they all are the most useful, right? Because if you're doing them in the wrong moments, they're not worth nearly as much.
No showboating, just use it when you need it the most.
Exactly,
yeah. Cool. And, I mean, he's got a certain, like you said, he's got a certain attitude about him, and I think that's something that I like in young players. I loved it when Bedard stared down the Florida fence. You got to have that more. Yeah. Do you think you might see, I know he's not preparing that, and he just mentioned it in the interview room, that he's not preparing to lay a big hit on Tim Stützle. He might if there's an opportunity, but there's no preparation. Do you think that we might see something, I don't know, from him, from Raymond, from whoever from the Red Wings, something special today?
Raymond is the showman, I think, that, you know, you I just think back, and I think to the World Under-18 Championship. You remember when he scored the hat trick and the gold medal against Askarov? And I'll remember that moment forever, right? Just watching it on TV. He was 2 years from being drafted, and I just thought to myself, that is a kid with star power, right? The moment, the celebration, that was on home ice in Sweden, right? And so I think he has a way of finding those big moments and excelling in them, and I'm very intrigued to see what he has in store for tonight. Who knows? Like, you know, they could lose 4-0, you know, and he might not have his chance to have that moment, but I could also see a world where he scores a big goal in the first period and the roof comes off the place because of how crazy he goes and all the support that they have here for him. So he's the one that I'm kind of keyed in on, Raymond is, to see that. But if Mo lays a big hit on Stutz, I think a lot of people would key in on that one too, but I don't think he'd celebrate it quite the same way.
Yeah. When the Red Wings did their summer additions and subtractions, they brought in JT Compher from the Avs, and I thought, okay, you're going to have Larkin, Compher, Cobb as the first three centers. He played with Cobb a lot recently in one line. Why do you think they changed that? And do you think that they might revert back to playing or separating them in different lines?
Yeah, they could. I think they'll continue to change things up a lot throughout the year. They hit a lull recently, and I think they just saw, okay, let's change things up and see if we can break out of this, right? If you look at their last 7, 8, might even be 9 games, you know, it's been a dip from how they started. And so I think they're shaking things up a few different times, looking for where's that spark going to be. I certainly don't think it'll be the last time you see those guys together, yeah.
And another addition, and I think that was the best addition, obviously, and a very fitting addition, was Alex DeBrincat. I think when I did my preview show, they hadn't made the trade, so I said, well, one thing is missing. They're missing goals on the score. They get exactly that, and he's off to a great start. What is special about him? I had the game on Saturday. He scored another goal. You didn't see a lot of him. Sometimes he's very visible in games. Sometimes he's not. What is the special qualities he has?
There's a few. I think the biggest one is the release. He gets the puck off his stick so quick, right? And I was shocked. You know, they have the new puck tracking, the NHL Edge stats. I was expecting to see his shot speed much higher than it has been tracked.
It's accurate.
Yeah, accuracy and it's release, right? So it's not the hardest shot. He just gets it where he wants it, and he does it quick. Yeah. And so that's one thing. I think he also finds his areas of the ice. Well, he's small, right? That's an advantage that he gets of being 5'7", is probably a little easier to get lost in a defense. Yeah. You know, it's not the same as when Mo Sider is out there looking for space. So it's probably that. And I do think there's a competitiveness to him, especially for that size, that is really suits him, right? Like he doesn't shy away and wait for someone else to just get him the puck, which a lot of shooters can do sometimes. They can just wait for someone else to go retrieve it and send it to them in a good shooting area. He'll go get the puck, and I think that engages the whole line. It makes the defense have to adjust. You can't just stand in one place and cover him. And so I think those are all things that that make him as dangerous a player as he is.
He was the centerfold of the last game between those two teams for good or bad reason, depending on which side you're at. Do you think we're going to see that continue today? Because I think he mentioned that he's happy that this is not a real Ottawa home game. He's not going to get booed all the game, probably. But do you think we're going to see something like a start of a rivalry? Obviously, you need a playoff series, but is that something that's brewing there?
Yes, I think so. And I think you see it... especially in the fan bases. The fan bases online, you hear them go at each other. These guys, whew. But I think you see it in the players, too. And I think the Red Wings, you know, Derek Lalonde kept saying that the media was making more of a big deal out of it than was real. I don't agree with him on that one. I think the players in that room remembered that experience of those two games in Ottawa last year and what that feeling was like. I think they carried that with them. And I think they've done a good job of... saying the right things, and it's one game, and they know it. But I think it did mean a lot to them to go into Ottawa in the second week of the season and put that performance up. And so DeBrincat, that may be a different situation because he was on the other side of that. He doesn't maybe harbor that same feeling. But I think those guys who lived that last year in Ottawa, I do think that they remember. And I think that that's how rivalries start, you know. And we'll see what tonight's game is like. But if it's anything like I know this Ottawa. When they're successful, they're hard-hitting, fast team. And if they come out and lay a couple big hits early, I think it could be a really electric matchup, we'll say.
And one last question. I always ask for one player that is not in the focus normally. What would or who would be the player if you say, okay, if you watch a Red Wings game, if you follow the Red Wings, that's an interesting player who's not on the front page. Who would that be?
There's probably a couple, but I would say... Jake Wallman is the first guy that comes to mind. He's Mo Sider's defense partner.
Yes, he's his partner. Very young. He had a great game.
Great game. Yeah. And so he, so often, people watch Sider. They see that. And for good reason. He's outstanding, tremendous. I think he's going to be one of the 10 best defensemen in the NHL. But Wallman is really, really good, too. And it kind of reminds me of the Cale Makar-Devon Taves pair in Colorado, where you get this...
Flashing.
Wallman's not old. He's prime of his career. He's 27. But he's more veteran. And he still has this... rock solid defensive element. I think he's one of the best transition defenders in the league quietly because of his skating and his stick, and he's willing to play the body. And I think that pairs so well with, as you say, kind of like the creativity of Sider and the player who maybe gets a little more natural eyeballs. So I think it's a great defense pair that they've really uncovered, and Wallman probably should get a little more love. The other guy is Joe Valeno, and he's having a really nice year. And that's helped, I think, people kind of notice him a little bit more. He's got 5 goals already. But he's
I think
a guy
he had a great game in Ottawa. I think he had 2 goals.
I think you're right about that. Certainly, I think he had one at least. And he's just keeps finding, you know, ways to get better this year. It was a big question this offseason. You know, he was a restricted free agent. What's his contract going to be and all this? And it ended up coming in pretty low. And I think that he's taken that kind of – he knows that it's a big year for him, and he's found a way. They've just wanted him to be consistent. He's a first-round pick. He's always been a good player. But they've needed him to find consistency, and he's found that with his speed. He's found that with his forechecking, and I think he continues to find now offense, which is kind of that final piece of the puzzle, and it's an important one. So those are the two guys.
Is he RFA or is he UFA?
RFA, yeah, RFA. And he was RFA last summer too, but he knows it's a big year because it's, you know, one-year contract and the next one, if he prove it.
Yeah, cool. Okay, Max, the last time we talked, the Red Wings were – down below in the NHL. Now they're on the way maybe to go into the playoffs. Would be great to talk to you later in the season, maybe, if there's a playoff round. So thanks a lot for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. Great to see you. Finally in person, too. Yeah.
Es folgt Werbung.
Hallo, liebe Hörer. Ihr habt meinen Podcast zur Fanreise nach Edmonton gehört? Was viele nicht wissen, gerade in den Wintermonaten ist es spannend, nach Nordamerika zu reisen. Denn während es hierzulande meist einfach nur trist ist, kannst du dort den Winter bekommen, den du dir wünschst. Zum Beispiel echten Winter mit viel Schnee und zugefrorenen Seen zum Schlittschuhlaufen in Kanada und den Rocky Mountains. Oder Sonne und Beachlife in Florida und Kalifornien. Oder die Wunder der Natur in den Nationalparks mit viel weniger Besuchern als sonst. Oder. Mit Lufthansa kannst du auch im Winter günstig in die USA und Kanada fliegen. Darum erlebe den Winter neu und buche jetzt deinen Flug zu Bestpreisen auf lufthansa.com. Alles Weitere findet ihr in den Shownotes. Das war die Werbung.
Talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.
Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.